This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. Thank you very much for listening. If you are a small business owner, you probably know that there are review sites online where your customers can go and say, oh, I liked eating here. Oh, they gave me great service there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's not just for restaurants, but any kind of business. Sites like Yelp and others offer consumers the opportunity to voice their pleasure or displeasure about your business. Well, you might think to yourself, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go on those sites and I'm going to make it look like we're better than we really are, or maybe tell the world how great we are by putting up some fake reviews. Yeah, you better watch out for the prosecutors, though, because recently in New York, the regulators have cracked down on deceptive reviews online. Reporter who's been covering this story is David Streitfeld, who covers technology for the New York Times, and he joins me now. Hi, David. Welcome to America Weekend.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
How prevalent is this problem?
It is very widespread, and the types of businesses that do it seem to be increasing. It started with restaurants. It spread to hotels. Now it's lawyers, doctors, medical clinics, plastic surgeons, all sorts.
You can understand the ego that's involved in somebody who wants to make sure that their reputation looks good, maybe better than it is, but certainly even people who have a good reputation, they want to make sure it's good. We also know that there can be people who are going on there and attacking you because of maybe some small problem that they've blown out of proportion. So what's really wrong with somebody going on there and saying good things about themselves?
Well, the thing that's wrong about it is the temptation is to say more and more good things about yourself, and sooner or later your little restaurant looks like the best place to eat in the entire world. People do have a big ego. You're not going to start a restaurant unless you think it's pretty good, and then you're going to basically be doing fake ads for yourself, telling the world how good it is. People are going to come in, they're going to be disappointed, they're going to write negative reviews, and you're going to have to fake more positive reviews to make it look good. It ends up being a mess.
And the problem is, you're not doing it under your own name. When you're talking about a fake review, you're talking about doing it under a bogus name. And in fact, I saw in a piece that you wrote about this that there are actually reputation management firms that will put up bogus reviews for you.
Right. They're unethical firms that will do this. Doing it is illegal, but the chances of getting caught are relatively small. So some people, some restaurants, some doctors hire people to do this. Some, probably to keep costs down, just do it in-house. They write them themselves under fake names.
Are there also businesses that are saying to their own customers, hey, if you write something positive, here's a little bonus for you. Here's a coupon for half-off appetizers next time you come in.
There seems to be a lot of that going on. That is probably the hardest thing to police. It can get very subtle. If the owner of the restaurant comes over afterwards and asks you to write something and doesn't even give you anything, is he putting his thumb on the scale? Maybe, but that would be impossible to stop. Then it goes all the way up to hotels that are offering people another night or a better deal if they write a good review, which is much shadier.
All right, so what action have the regulators in New York taken?
The regulators in New York made a preemptive effort to go out after both companies hiring people to do positive reviews of themselves, and also to go after the actual review shops. So they ended up with about 20 companies which had relatively small fines, but the publicity, I'm sure, cost the companies a lot more. But it's just 20 companies out of however many thousands that have done this.
Are some of these companies also writing negative reviews about their competitors to make themselves look better?
The Attorney General didn't look specifically at that, as far as I know, but there are instances that have come to light where companies have done that, and that's probably the worst thing, to attack a competitor under false pretenses. But that was not directly the focus of what the Attorney General was doing.
What effect do you think this is going to have on review sites like Yelp or City Search or some of the others?
The sites, Yelp in particular, takes this seriously because they feel that their credibility is attacked if people think there are fake reviews there, which indeed it is. If you thought a lot of the reviews on Yelp were fake, you would not use Yelp at all, which would be bad for Yelp. So they are trying to weed out fake reviews of all sorts. It's somewhat of an arms race, though, because the more fake reviews are weeded out, the more businesses need fake reviews to prop themselves up, need more and better fake reviews. So it's an arms race.
One of the other things that really made me laugh in your piece was that these companies that fake the reviews, there are reviews of those companies, and those companies are faking reviews about making fake reviews.
I thought that was amazing. It's like once you get involved in this business, you just have to keep faking everything because people, once you start faking things, people say you're faking things, and then you got to fake things to make it look like you're not faking things, so you can fake things even more.
What I love about that is it's possible that a business owner wanted to fake some reviews of their own website. So they went on Yelp to get reviews of companies that would fake reviews for them, and they believed those reviews and hired that company.
It's just the instinct of people to believe that something about them that is fake is believed by others. I guess they just believe that since it looks good, everybody's going to believe it and their business is going to be propped up.
Now, this week, Google announced that they are going to start using Google users in what they call shared endorsements. So if you have clicked plus one for a place that you liked, that the fact that you liked the place will be shared with other people on Google, people you know, because Google says, well, the best recommendations come from your friends, recommendations for people you can really help. Are we going to run into this same problem with this now?
I think the problem will continue and grow because even if I know who is saying this, they still could have had that temptation to somehow fake it by getting an extra dessert or an extra night at the hotel. Even your friends are susceptible to being swayed by this. And it's also now the greatest prize for a business wanting to fake their reviews is to get someone with a real name, a verifiable person, to actually go out and spread their fakeness everywhere. And the Attorney General caught some instances of people doing that. So the people are real, and they really went to the place, but the reviews are commissioned.
Well, I think Google is right, and I think Facebook is doing similar stuff where they're saying, okay, well, these are your friends. And by the way, the whole meaning of that word has been changed by Facebook and Google over the last several years, particularly Facebook, because you're friends somebody that you don't really consider a friend, but they're your online friend. And now when they say, oh, I like this place, or hey, download this song, or hey, check out this movie, or if you need to get your car fixed, go to this place, you're probably going to go, well, he's my, quote, friend, unquote. I'm going to believe him.
Is he your friend, or is he someone that you actually know? If you actually know him, maybe you will listen to him. If he's just a friend that you met once at a party or you met through business, maybe you have no idea. I mean, people have a lot of followers on Twitter that they think are real human beings, and they're actually just computer programs. So I think the next thing that will happen probably with fake reviews is you'll be friended by people who don't exist, who will recommend things that they've been commissioned to recommend.
Wow. How much does the move by the regulators in New York impact every place else in the country or, in fact, the world?
My sense is the problem is pretty widespread. And if you are a business that is any component online, if you sell stuff online or if people just hear about you online, which these days is just about every business, you really, really need the impression out there that you're doing a good job. So the instinct to put your thumb on the scale to get a better impression impression of yourself out there, it's just huge. And so I can see how legitimate, otherwise law-abiding businesses want to find a way to get a better impression of themselves.
I think you're exactly right. David Streitfeld writes about technology for the New York Times. Thanks so much for joining me here today.
Thanks for having me.
I'm Paul Harris. This show is called America Weekend, on the air every Saturday and Sunday from the Envision Radio Networks. America.